So we celebrate Jesus for that. We celebrate Jesus for that. We celebrate Jesus for that. The Bible said that the dead bone shall rise again. In order for that verse to be real to you, you must find the dead bone. The dead bone does not mean someone that is dead. The dead bone can be whatever that has lost life in you. Be it your prayer life that is dead. Be it your business that is dead. Be it your faith that has been affected. In case you don't know, your faith can fall. That's why Jesus said, "For I pray that your faith faileth you not." Is someone following me? So those things that are dead in you will come to life. People might laugh at you at this moment and reject you. But keep this in mind, that the cornerstone, the rejected stone, became the chief cornerstone. In order to be great, you must be rejected in life. In order, whenever you are rejected is when you are about to become great. Whenever they reject you, get ready, you are about to write a book. But let people reject you because of the things of God, not because of your evil ways. Be rejected not by the things of the devil, but rejected because you are doing things of your Father. A carnal man cannot understand the things of the Spirit because they are foolishness unto him. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? The Lord said that we are raising revival. We are raising a new breed. Men that will breathe with fire. Men that will enkindle the heavens. Men that will speak and your authorities will respect to it. The end has not come, but the end is near. The signs you're seeing are the signs of the end. Things that are bound to happen before the end comes. But do not be afraid, for the Father has paid for you. This is the time when Psalm 91 becomes a reality to our life. Don't be one of those Christians when you wake up in the morning, you start looking around to know who was taken to heaven without you. Rather, let others be looking for you because they know that if the trumpet sounds, that you'll be taken. This is the time for us to show what Christianity is all about. There is more to Christianity than we give it credit for. I tell my members that Christianity is not about going to church and praying and fasting. That is not Christianity. That is religion. Christianity is about expressing the nature of God from you. Until God finds expression in you, you'll be limited in life. Christianity does not have... when you come to the verge of understanding what Christianity is, you know that the only part of the Bible you focus so much on is the life of Jesus Christ. Are we being blessed? Today I want to teach you on praying without belief. Say praying without belief. Praying without belief. It is possible for you to pray for 2 good hours and yet get no results. It is possible to pray for 3 good hours and yet get no results. The Bible said that the only thing that pleases God is what? Faith. And there's a big difference between believing and having faith. Believing is accepting something without a proof. Accepting that thing you are seeing is true without even seeing the proof. Believing has to work with you not seeing. It has to work with you knowing. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Have you seen him? No, but you believe him. That is what they call believing. You see, the problem that we have is that most times we pray to God, "Father, grant me this, grant me this, grant me this." We pray because we are told that prayer works, not because we know that prayer works. That you are told that it works is different than you know it works. When you come to operate in the knowing, you come to operate in the believing. Before you come to the Father, you must know that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. You don't come because the man of God say, "Ah, sister, for your spiritual eyes to be open, pray for 3 hours." And you go and you start praying. You pray, you pray, you pray, you pray. And after 3 hours, you say, "It's 3 hours. Ah, I'm not seeing. Maybe when I close my eye and wake up, my eyes will open." You sleep and you wake up. You say, "Pastor, is there any other way to turn the eye on and off?" It's because you prayed based on what you were instructed, not based on your believing system. There are prophecies that you can receive now. Because you believe them, you start sensing the manifestation of those prophecies in your life. But there are some prophecies that you receive, they are meant for years to come, not now. There are some prophecies you receive that are for your generation. Moses was given a prophecy, I will take you to the promised land. But he never knew that he would not enter the promised land. But the prophecy came to him. Through him, the prophecy went to the people of Israel when they were in the hands of the Egyptians. Abraham was told that he would be made the father of all nations. I believe that Abraham was wondering, how many wives do I need to marry to become the father of all nations? And yet he married only one. At the point, he might be wondering, God, what is happening? I'm expected to have like 150 wives in order to multiply the world. But God is not looking for 150 wives. He's looking for one seed. You are a generation. You are a generation. You are a generation. In you, more than 1,000 people will come out. Only you. Even when you are long gone, your offspring will continue. Your loins will keep existing. Praying without belief. It is not about going to church and singing hallelujah every single day. It goes deeper than that. Every time you sing to God, something must happen in your spirit. Every time you pray to God, something must happen in the spirit. There must be a harvest in your spirit. Why do you go to church? Certain situations that happen in our life that most of us are losing faith in God anymore. We no longer believe in God. You have prayed, you have cried, you have screamed, you have shouted, you have sacrificed, you have sowed seeds, and yet nothing is happening. Sometimes it is not that God is not hearing, it's that God wants you to learn. Come up, Peter. A man was in the Lord's presence in the Lord's time, and he was caught up in the realm of the spirit. He was seeing in a vision. And yet, while he was still in that vision, in the realm of the spirit, they said, come up here. And the more he went, took another step, he began to see a new dimension. After a while, they told him again, come up here. So the more you climb, the more dimension you assess. There is more to life. There is more to prayer. A man can come and say, and whatever that is the problem will be healed instantly. And yet you will come, and you pray for 2 hours, and yet that person is still not saved. What happened? Is it about prayer? No, it's about the believing. The Bible said, my people perish for lack of prayer. No. Lack of studying. My people perish for lack of what? Knowledge. It is not the amount, it's not just the amount you spend in prayer that gives results. It's about the understanding of who you are praying to. Praise the Lord Jesus. Is something happening in our spirits? Is something happening in our spirits? Believing without, praying without believing. Now, believing is a state whereby let me show you an example of belief. Example of belief. Are you breathing now? In a coma now, are you breathing? Do you believe you are breathing? You believe you are breathing. What makes you think you are actually breathing? You see, you believe you are breathing. Do you see the breath? No. But you know air is going in and out because you were told so. How are you sure it's not poison going in and out? But you were told that when you breathe in what? Oxygen. And when you breathe out what? Have you ever seen oxygen? Have you ever seen carbon dioxide? So how are you sure that what you are? But you can write it in the exam hall and pass. And you can swear. And yet, God that gave you the breath never said it's carbon dioxide or oxygen. But you believed it. and you are willing to prove that someone is wrong by Makachuku, even Kuwezoku, or Ositina, Kabon the outside, Jenu Jana. That is you believing. To God to say, Father, I need something. You must believe that He can give it to you. Until I'm deep in love with you. Are we there? Thank you, Jesus. In the book of Mark 11:23, he said, I tell you the truth, you can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But you must really do what? Believe it. So it is possible to speak as Jesus spoke. I command you, the mountain, be moved. And yet nothing will happen. It's not that you didn't say what he said. It's because of your believing. And believing cannot be seen by eyes. It can only be connected from your heart to God. Because God is a man that reads your heart, not a man that reads your words. But he urges you to keep guard of your words, because in your words comes forth life and darkness. Is someone following me? He said, you must really believe. Excuse me, can a mountain ever be moved? Is there any technology that can move mountain? That technology does not exist, and I don't think it can ever exist. How can they move the mountain? And yet, Jesus is saying that by you speaking, the mountain will be moved. God is tired of doing things that are naturally possible. He wants to do the impossible. God wants to take us back to the era when you don't even need a touch and you receive. When a man can just speak, just by hearing a man speak, you are blessed. Somebody said, most of you that follow us on Facebook will see somebody posted something. He said, man of God, I heard your message. While I was hearing your message, I fell under the power of God. And she spoke about five different tongues. She had no contact with me. She heard the voice of a servant of God, and the power of God came to her. You are not here because you are here to see a man. You are here because you believe that God is going to speak to you through a vessel. Until that becomes a reality, you'll find that the church is not a business of brothers and sisters. The church is the business of God. He said, you must really believe it. So how many times have you prayed and believed? Do you know what is believing? Father, give me a car. Thank you for giving me a car. Then when you walk like someone will have a car. When you are giving 10,000 naira, the way you walk changes. You walk, but you walk consciously. If you are going to a provision store with 10,000 naira, the way you enter the provision store is different. They're going to be far. The price tag is, how much is that? 10,000. You turn back. But when you are just walking, the level at which you think is different, because those people are too small to sell things to you. You have 10 million. You can pay their stuff. Changes. If Michael flashes you, you will call him and insult him. I used to flash you before. So that was when I have some kind of money, you don't talk too much. People that have small money talk too much. You hit their car,
He comes out. Different men.
Flex, I'm sorry. I said, let's go. You know what? Come. Buy a new car. Buy a new keke. Change your life. The presence of God, like someone who have not received it. You don't say, Father, bless me. Father, bless me. And God said that if you pray, whatever you desire, you must believe that you have received it. And you went to God. See, a time is coming. People will no longer give birth under 9 months. They will give birth under 6 or 3 months. The Bible never said that a birth time is 9 months. The Bible never said it. It's scientists that said it is 9 months. God did not put any restriction on it. A child can come whenever the child wants to come. 3 months, if it's fine, come out. Time is no more. If you can't find it in the Bible, it is not in your life. The problem is that we limit God from our thinking. We expect God to work in a certain way. What did the Bible say? He said, I tell you the truth. You can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up. Now, the Bible changes its intonation. He said, may you. Can you call a mountain you? Whatever you call you is what is alive. And the Bible say, may you. That means the mountain has a life of its own. So whatever situation or challenge you have in life has a life. You have to speak to those life. You change things in the spirit by speaking. Not by keeping quiet. But before you speak, you must believe you can. Imagine the devil saying something. You come to God and you say, Father, in the name of Jesus. And the devil say, on what authority are you here? And you say, I come in the authority of Jesus. You say, what right do you have to call the name of Jesus? You say, I am the Son of the Most High God. And the devil say, God will not grant it. He say, it is not by my work. It is not by my actions. It is by me believing in him that he will do it. And because of that, the devil will back out because there is an understanding that you know. But when you come to God and the devil says, on whose authority? My pastor says, I should come. Your pastor says, you should come. And the devil will say, get out of here. And though you came to the presence of your own father, you will be denied authority. Imagine you coming to heaven and the angel are saying, don't come in. That's not possible. We have the boldness to come to the throne room to obtain grace, to obtain favor, to obtain mercy. The Bible said that he who finds a wife finds something good. You as a wife must stand and say, I'm something good. Until you say it and mean it, it will not come. We must learn to take the Bible in its first value. He said you must really believe it. So why is it that you cry to God and after praying you cry out? That means he didn't answer. Because you can't come to him without him wiping your tears. So why do you limit God? God, it's not about, you don't come to God. So sometimes I want to manipulate God. I'll come. I'll try to cry. The tears will not come. I can be on my own, tears will be coming. I'll say, let me use this opportunity to cry to God. I'll just kneel down in the name of Jesus. The tears will dry, it will not come again. Because God knows it's a fake. Some people do that. They come to God, they are very okay. They just greeted Mama and Kechi and Mama Chinaya and everybody. They just went to the secret place. My Lord. See, you can move God by that he's God. He's not looking at your face. He's looking at your heart. So you must really believe. You must really believe. The Bible said that no weapon formed against you is gone a weapon. Is gone a weapon? Yes. Then it has no effect on you. He said no weapon formed against you is not a weapon. it have no effect on you. Is charm a weapon? Yes, it has no effect on you. He said, no weapon. He didn't say some weapon formed against you will prosper. He said, no, you must take his words. He said, let God's word be true and let every other man's word be lie. That is the problem we have in Christianity. It's not that his hands are short to reach, nor that he is blind to see, nor that he is deaf that he can't hear, nor that he is dumb that he can't speak. It's because we limit him because of our thinking. Sometimes you pray to God, you're telling him how to do it. Father, bless me. I want, if you go give me the car. Use, don't use my brother, give me. You use that my friend, that guy where they Yankee. You know, he get better car. Use 3M, send me that Mercedes Benz. Make it be white. Make it be, I don't tell him the kind of car I want. But no use my brother. That guy, if he give me, he go tell everybody, say he give me car. And God, loving you so much, the right person to send that thing through, was that your brother? But because you requested through this person, it will delay. Because he wants you to be happy. That's what they call the good will of God. It is not the perfect will of God. He said in verse 24, I tell you, you can pray for anything. Did he say some things? He said you can pray for what? Anything. And if you believe that you have received it. So one thing is to pray. The second is to believe that you have received it. So before, whenever you come to God, before you leave God, you must believe that you have received whatever you're asking God for. I don't know why the Lord is allowing me to preach this message. But I believe it's something that will wake us up in the spirit. It's like, for example, some people believe that if they give their money to an elderly person in the village, that the elderly person will do witch. One day you will be old, you will be a witch too. Some people, every old person in their village is a witch. Forgetting that one day you too will be old, people will call you witch. How dare you? And you know, it's funny how God hides the blessings of this world in things that people don't find value in. You see a beggar on the road asking, because you need 100 naira. He said, oh, yeah, any 100 naira. Never you want known, yeah. If you got now, your mokista, excuse me, he's a beggar. What if you're saying, I'm in room, you know, they look face. And you never can tell that beggar that is standing there is not that same beggar you saw yesterday. That beggar that is standing here is Jesus Christ begging you. And because you believe you have given day before yesterday, you have given yesterday, you shouldn't give today. Did God say there is a time to give and time not to give? And the Bible says some entertained angel without knowing. How many times have you walked past an angel without knowing? He said, I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you have received it, it will be yours. And there's another condition. Listen, in verse 25, but when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against. Some of you, with all the hates, sometimes because some people say, okay, who are you? Open that God to know I don't open a man again. Where will you be? See, it's okay for people to call you names. It's okay for people to say you are a nobody. In fact, enjoy it. The Bible says, be happy when they persecute you. I'm going to say this. You might not like it, but see, the will of God is really not funny to you. It can't be funny to you. Somebody else, if I give you my will, you cannot be funny to you. That's why he said, my burden is light. He knows it's not going to be easy for you. But he said it's light. Your own burden is heavy. Though you think it is light, it is heavy. Because at the end, it leads to destruction. And you can't pray without faith. There's a difference between faith and belief. Believing is a process. Faith is an action. You are pregnant. You want it to be twin. You have one. You lay hand, speak a word. You must believe it. Regardless of what the doctor is seeing, you must see differently. Regardless of when you go to that hospital and the first child come out, you must still see differently. Regardless of what they are saying, you must see differently. Regardless of what they have spoken, you must see differently. And when the doctor bring out the first child, he said, "Madam, a bastard," he said, "Where is the second?" And the doctor said, "Madam, it's only one child. In 2 weeks later, because you kept your faith, another baby will develop and come out." God breaks principles. His ways are not your ways, are not his ways. Who said your son is dead? Who said your child is no more? Who said, who can speak when God has not spoken? "Madam, your child is dead. Well, let me hear from my father." "Madam, he's not breathing. Excuse me, let me hear from my father. He that gave it life." And you went to him and you stand before him. And you break protocols because you believe. Faith is not just about believing. Faith is an action. They told him that Lazarus is dead. Lazarus is dead. He didn't even go to the tomb. He was outside and he said, "Lazarus, come forth." A man that was wrapped. A man that was wrapped. A man that was dead for 4 days came back to life. He said, "Mary, didn't I tell you that if you believe, you will see the power of God?" He was not just crying for Lazarus. He was crying for their unbelief. Because their unbelief could have stopped him from raising Lazarus. He said, "I believe." And yet she was crying. And he came, rage borne down on him. He said, "Lose him and let him go." Who was he saying lose him? He was speaking to the demons that were holding him captive. Nobody was around him because everybody was scared. Everyone ran away. Lazarus is alive. And he said, "Lose him and let him go." He was lost. That man, Lazarus, was tied both on his legs. His legs were tied. He was wrapped. That's how they wrap people when they die. They wrap both your leg. How did he walk out? A man must believe. A man stood, regardless of all the prophets in the world. He prayed. There were 7,000 prophets. And a man prayed and seized the rain and pretended like there was no another prophet. And God turned his face like there was no another prophet. Because a man was dealing with God based on believing. Who told you? Who told you the lies of the devil? Who told you that when you give to those in the village that they will seize your money? Who told you that there is a God in any shrine? There is no God in any shrine. For there is only one God. If that thing must be in that shrine, it's a demon. And God has given you the power in the book of Mark to cast it out. Instead of you to worship in a shrine, go and worship a man. Because it's an insult to worship a thing that cannot speak nor move. Jesus. Something happened. Faith is an action. You prayed, "Father, I need 100,000 for my school fees. Lord, I need 100,000 for my school fees." The only thing you have in your pocket is 20,000. The school fees is 100,000. "Father, I need money for my school fees." When you come out, you have prayed. You say, "Thank you, Jesus, for I have received." Then you walk out. You meet somebody else in need of money. You take 10,000 because that 10,000 signifies 10% of the 100,000, and you give it to that person and you walk out. God is the one owing you. I dare you, because you have paid your 10%. You have seen it before it comes, because you know that God cannot lie. He said, let heaven and earth pass away, my word will remain the same. His word cannot pass. He said, remind me of my promises. And you pay that tithe. And you start singing, thank you, Father. And you are going home. And mysteriously, a friend that you never had a contact with since 10 years ago calls you on the phone. Calls your name, Emeka, where are you? He said, I am on my way now. He said, where are you? Give me your account number. And he said, what is happening? He said, just give me. And you give the young man account number. He transfers 10,000 naira, 100,000 naira to you. What is happening? And you are saying, God, 100,000 is here. Just, I pray. God is saying, no. It's not just about the prayer. You paid the tithes. Can't God owe you? Make God owe you. I made a promise to God about something. I said, Father, there's something. If you do this for me, I'll pay this amount. Later, I will give this. When I came there, I said, no. How can I negotiate with God? I gave all. Now, God is doing what? Owing me. You have to believe Him. It might cost you pains, but you must believe Him. Because it's only in that believing and in the action that your prayer is activated. God is not a man. He does not feed on your money. He feeds on your faith. For it's impossible to serve God without faith. The Bible didn't say you may serve God without faith. It said it's impossible. When you prophesy, Father, I want breakthrough. You are in need of healing. You wake up. You can't move your waist. Ah, yeah, da. By His stripe, I am healed. You start stretching it. By His stripe, you are confessing it. You are believing it. You can't move like this. But by His stripe, I can move. It is paining you, but you are confessing it. Because the reality is not in your body. The reality is in your spirit. You must fetch it from the spirit. And you are moving. By His stripe, I am healed. And automatically, it is hurting you. You might scream loud. But when you stretch it, the power comes. And you are not just restored. He restores everything that the devil has taken from you. For I will restore the years that the canker once has fed. How are you praying? Me, that's how people talk to me. I rebuke people. I'll tell you, I can tell you, get out of my way. Some people will come and complain certain nonsense to you that does not activate faith. Rather, it will kill your faith. Rebuke them. If they refuse to hear, rebuke them. Your faith can be killed. A man said, he said, didn't I tell you if you believe? He said, Father, help my unbelief. You don't need people that are negative in your life. You need people that think positive. People that when you come and say, I'm some issue in my finances. You say, what are you doing? Let us pray. Let us pray. And you held hands. And the Bible said, whatever two or three agree. He said, whatever two or three agree, I'm there, I will do it. You hold God into a covenant. And Father, you pray it and you tell the young man, go. God will give you the money. The next day, you wake up. You're supposed to pay the money by 12 noon that day. Around 7 a.m., there is no money. And the young man is dressing up to go to school to pay money he doesn't have. And around 10 o'clock, the money is not there. He's already in the school to pay the money. And around 11, money has not come. Before he's about to reach his turn in the line, someone said, don't worry, I'll pay for you. Don't expect the money to come to your account. He works in mysterious ways. God, my swag. He wants to express himself. The earth is too small for him to express himself. He's infinity, a creator that nobody created. He existed even before there was a thought of creation. He existed from the realm beyond existence. He didn't come from a family of existence. He was the existence of the thing that existed that we are not thought of. He has no beginning, he has no end. He's like Melchizedek, a man with no father and no mother. He existed. They said, and the Spirit of the Lord was hovering around the waters. Do you imagine how he was moving? You have to see God from your imagination. The young angel, the young spirit was bouncing in the river. He was wondering, how can I create this world? There are billions of ways he can create the world. He was thinking, how? God's problem is not if he can. His own is which way will I use? Your problem is how can you and which way will you? His own is that he's infinity. Have you seen God? If you see him, you might die. So imagine him. They say in him gushes light. And they called Jesus. He said, Father, I will go. Send me, I will go. And the Holy Ghost came and took all the godly powers that was in him. That's why he said, Father, restore to me the power and the glory that was once mine right from the beginning of the creation. He was stripped of all his powers. And he humbled himself to fit in flesh. Humbled himself to fit in a flesh. And for 33 years, he didn't become a god. He walked upon the earth like men. Ate food that was meant for men. Whereas he could eat the food that was meant for kings. Because he is not just a king. He is supreme. Elohim Adonai. You see? Your spirit is not here. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. I want you to be connected. Don't be lost. See, the fire that is burning, change it, change things. But you must believe. I can preach on the topic of faith from now to the next 2 years. You will not still get tired of it. Because every single time you grow, you see another dimension of God in faith. Abraham sacrificed Isaac. He killed Isaac. Is that not in your Bible? In your Bible, he did not kill Isaac. In your Bible, he did not kill Isaac. In my Bible, he killed Isaac. By faith, Isaac was sacrificed. Before Abraham took Isaac to the mountain, Abraham has killed him in the spirit. Isaac has been sacrificed. A man took his only son that he has prayed for years and was climbing a mountain. And the young Isaac looked at him. He said, Father, we had the woods. Where is the lamb? And he said, the Lord shall provide. Abraham never knew that he prophesied. He called things that were not as if though they were. Abraham became a god. And he went there. Isaac was a man of faith right from when he was a kid. He never struggled. Father, I will not die, yo. I want to marry you. No. He laid down his life just like Jesus was about to do. He laid down his life and they raised the sword. And with pains and tears in the eyes of Abraham, he was about and God said, don't touch that boy. He said, for I see you fear me. So God says that if I do not spare my own son, if I do not spare Jesus, what is that you are asking for I cannot give you? Elohim Adonai. Elohim.
Elohim Adonai.
We live in the world. See, today you will change everything in your life. Today you will pray with believing. We must start seeing things like God sees it. What is God saying about your situation? What did the doctor say? The doctor say you have high fibroid. You can't find it in the Bible, so you can't have it. In the entire time Jesus was in existence, he never felt sick. Even when he was flogged and beaten, he was never sick. And the Bible said that that same Jesus is in you. He went through pains that I might be free. That reality must come. Be happy whenever trials and temptation come your way. Because without trial and temptation, your faith can never increase. The book of James said so. The book of Peter said so. First Peter said so. Rejoice. God cannot tempt you. It's the devil that tempts. And the devil tempts you with your fears. Whatever you are afraid of is what you'll be tempted with. If you are afraid of losing your wife, then you might lose her. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. If you are afraid, you will be poor. You will be poor. Job said, "What I feared the most has come upon you." Hi. Job said, "What I fear has come upon me." He lost everything. He didn't say what I feared. He was not even afraid of losing his family. He tore his shirt. He said, naked I come to this earth, naked I will go back. And the devil went back to God. He said, Father, allow me to touch skin to skin. And the Lord said, touch his life. Touch his body, but touch not his life. And they touched his skin. And his friends visited him. For 7 days, they didn't say a word to him. Because what he was going through was bigger than what words can express. No one can ever go through what Job went through. And on the seventh day, he said, cursed be the day I was born. Cursed be the mother, that hour that I came out of my mother's womb. Cursed be that day. And at the end, he said that what I fear the most has come upon me. The fear of his life. And a man hold on to the faith of God. A man did nothing wrong against God, and yet the devil came. When God brags with you and the devil comes, will you stand? When he brags with you, God bragged with Job. He said, have you seen my servant? There is none like him in the face of the earth. And the devil said, it's not because you put a siege, an edge around him. Whenever you serve God, God will put an edge. A man was watching my video on Facebook. He said, man of God, let me tell you, when you are ministering, I saw angels of the Lord. And I looked at the video, I was not seeing any angel, but the young man was seeing an angel. Right from a video.